The Bengals Beat podcast is proudly sponsored by 50 West Brewing Company. Now is the time to head out to the production works. It's where we've held our live BBPs. It's home to the incomparable madness that is the 50 West Punch-Out. The place is buzzing every night with sand volleyball leagues, canoeing, kayaking, cycling, trivia, running groups. It's all based out of the Pro Works down on Wooster Pike. You may even spot Optimistic Bobby preaching the Laser Cats gospel. Hope to see you soon at 50 West, where every beer is a journey. Come join for the ride. Welcome into the BBP. This is the Cincinnati Inquirer's Bengals Beat Podcast, sponsored by 50 West Brewing Company. Every week, your Cincinnati.com beat writers Paul Diener Jr. and Jim Ozarski take you inside the walls of Paul Brown Stadium. We're plugged into the club from the front office to the field. Win or lose, hiring or firing, we're always here to keep you in the loop. Let's go. All right, welcome to the second ever edition of The Walkout.
Yeah.
We are in Jerry's world, our way through the maze that is AT&T Stadium, because this place is no joke for size. They do not mess around with size in here. So we are attempting to walk from the press box to find our man Sam Green, photographer extraordinaire. Got some good pictures of Trey Carson dancing tonight,
yes,
among others. After the Bengals, they win 21-13 against the Cowboys, but not really. The score rarely is the story in the preseason.
Right.
That's the case tonight. Starters left, down 10-0. Offensive line was not great.
No. I guess we'll start there. You know, offense, because they looked so good last week against the Bears. And you know, two straight three and outs, two first downs. And really the only third down conversion was because Andy Dalton decided to scramble, which even at the time, you're like, what are you doing?
Seriously, he took a pretty decent hit.
Right.
It's like, I'm pretty sure that somebody might need to check on the coaches for a heart palpitation after that one, because no one needs that.
Yeah, so it was... it wasn't good. I mean, Andy overthrew AJ twice.
Yeah.
And the first one was the bad one because it was a wide open. It would have been
Feels worse when you have back-to-back three and outs as your series, and Dallas has a million play drive that takes things. It makes you just think about how much you regret that one throw. And, you know, Andy just after the game, I missed the throw. I mean, I missed it. And he did. And he can't miss those.
No.
Those are the ones that that's where the criticism rightly comes from with him, is you just can't miss throws like that. Now,
because sometimes you only get one.
You do. In the case of tonight.
Right.
Especially when you only get three series.
Right.
So, offensive line, not great. All right, we're about to get in the elevator.
Yeah.
Attempt to find Sam.
Yeah.
Down on the lower level of the concourse is where we are now. But, so, bear with us as we go through.
We're trying. This is the walkout.
That's what you get.
What you get
is we go to the field level, and potentially you're going to hear us get lost.
Yeah.
We're going to try not to.
Or accosted from security.
Always possible. Trying to find the exit often the hardest part.
Yeah.
There was a torrential storm tonight outside. You could hear it and feel the thunder happening and just see the rain out through the windows. I'm happy that we were inside, I guess. But anyway.
Yeah, it was. I would say this was a bad day for Bobby Hart and Cedric Oboye at right tackle. I mean, DeMarcus Lawrence was a real dude. Taco Charlton, you know, I mean, he's a first-round pick. Right, he was a first-round pick.
Yeah, absolutely.
He was a first-round pick for a reason.
Yeah.
And they look, the Bears run the Bears run a 3-4. Dallas runs a 4-3 with real pass rushers. And those guys really struggle. They struggle in run blocking. They struggle in pass protection.
Yeah.
So, Paul, like that, I mean, when you're going into this third preseason game,
it wasn't good. And particularly offensive line, you know, and those guys, you know, we know that they're going to beat us up about a lot of this stuff tonight. You know, the run game has been, it's looked like last year when they were on the pace to set, like, the worst, most least efficient running game in 30 years
right.
early in the season. That's what it's kind of been like with the first team
right.
run offense. When you're talking about Joe Mixon out there with the first team run, he's rushed 7 times for 17 yards
right.
in the 2 games. And if you're going to be an offense, it's going to basically be based around Joe Mixon becoming the man,
right.
which I think is what they want. Well, that's not encouraging.
No.
And,
no.
And, yeah, it's not the end of the world. I mean, it's literally just 7 carries, and it is the first 2 preseason games. But this is a glimpse into what, a little bit of what these guys are going to be.
Right.
Even they're not game planning or scheming, and that's kind of used as an excuse right now. But I thought what I was sold, the bill of goods I was sold,
right.
was that Frank Pollock's going to come in, and sometimes you just got to knock him in the mouth and drive him back.
Right.
And, well, not yet.
No. Yeah, it was... And look, Alex Redmond had another false start. TJ Jones.
5 false starts tonight.
Some of those guys were the backups, but there was different combinations.
It was
Bobby Hart and Trey.
And then
it was Bobby Hart and Alex Redmond. And then it was Cedric and Trey. So clearly those are the 4.
Yeah.
And you're right, Paul, like, oh, it's just preseason. Well, now the preseason's 2/3 over for the starters.
Yes.
And maybe they'll run out in the 4th game this new line. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe they have to. Maybe those will be the only guys on offense who play that 4th game.
You better not be playing Cordy Glenn in game 4, though.
Well, that's true.
I mean, I'm just saying.
I get, but it's hard. Like, it didn't look great. So that's the one thing you got to hope going into Buffalo. There's a little more clarity. I mean, I don't know if there is clarity.
Yeah.
That was supposed to happen this week, I think.
No, I thought it was pretty clear.
Well, on who would
actually be good. They've got a huge hole at right tackle, just like we thought they did.
Right.
Just like we said throughout the offseason, we thought they were 1 step away.
Yeah.
You know, and it honestly makes me wonder, should you start considering things like maybe they need to be making the trade?
Yeah.
I mean, how many times you got to watch Taco Charlton and DeMarcus Lawrence and Andy take hits?
Yeah.
And no... A, you've seen this show before,
right.
And B, maybe you have some trade bait that you can try to find a guy that another team... But the problem is, offensive line's bad across the league everywhere.
Well, yeah, who's trading tackles?
Nobody has any. Yeah.
I mean, that's part of the problem.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And while it's fair to, you know, to a degree, we didn't scheme, but then what's the scheme?
Yeah.
You're running strong side tight end every game?
Yeah.
Paul's starting to look around.
I think we walked too far. Because we're at the Cowboys locker room now, and that's on the other side of the stadium. This is not where we're supposed to be. I think we need to be down the other way to find Sam.
All right.
See, this is what you get, people.
Yeah, this is what happens. This is what we do post-game.
We wander and ineffectively... And then we get into conversations about the club while we wander and get lost.
Right. Yeah.
It's easy to say, like, that's the thing a lot of people tweeted at me tonight was, we got to make a trade. The depth of offensive line play in this league is so atrocious.
Yeah.
Right now, go ahead, turn on your NFL Network and watch some of these games. It's bad everywhere.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. And I think, I know we kind of joked last BBP, hashtag invest in set.
Yeah.
I would say, look, I guess both guys, Bobby Hart and Cedric Obuehi, you know who they are.
Yeah.
4 years into their careers, 3 years into their careers, I should say. I guess, like, to me, I thought this was the chance for Cedric to win the job.
Yeah.
And
sure.
I mean, like, they're, okay. Because on one hand, you could say, hey, it's DeMarcus Lawrence. He's going to whip dudes all the time.
Yeah.
Right? Cedric got Taco Charlton.
And
what did he
destroyed.
Do? He came out and he got... And there was, he held and still gave up a sack.
Held and still gave up a sack. And the next play, got his dude hit again.
And it was just, like, that's...
False start.
I think that's the thing where, to me, Paul, it's almost like Ced was so bad that he just... Like, Bobby Hart has won the job now. Bobby Hart's your right tackle.
But he's so bad. I mean, he certainly was tonight.
But I guess at the end of the day, they're going to look for...
you know what you got. It's like when we talk about the Brandon LaFell insurance policy, the Matt Barkley insurance policy.
Yeah. I mean, somebody's got to play.
Bobby Hart, you know what you got. Where it said you maybe hoped.
Yeah.
New coach, new confidence, stay on the what, like whatever.
Yeah.
I, at least to me, I don't know how you can. Oh, there's Sam. Look at that.
Found him.
See, I texted him, Paul, and I said, come out in the hall because we don't know where you are.
Yeah, we're just circling. And we don't know where we're going. Oh, I think we could exit right here. Will they let us out
door,
the stock?
Door
it looks like it could close right on our head, but hopefully it doesn't.
We're recording our walkout, Sam. You can't hear
Sam. Sam, we found you.
What the hell are you guys doing?
We're doing it. We're doing the whole thing. Sam.
So anyway, I don't.
I don't know. It's a problem.
Offensively, it's a problem. Defensively, you know, Dak Prescott, no Ezekiel Elliott, no Travis Frederick. Zach Martin sprains a knee late in their third possession. They ran 30 plays.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
It is a lot.
I mean, now on one hand, you can say, well, they only scored 10 points on a contested touchdown that Geno decided to give up on. And
Geno was out there playing like it was the Pro Bowl. Like, he was at that half speed once anything happened away from him directly.
Right. So on one hand, you could say that's a positive, but 5 of 7 conversions on third down for the Cowboys. That was a problem for this Bengals defense the last 2 years.
Yeah. I will say this. I came away super encouraged, and I think maybe the biggest takeaway outside of the right tackle being a train wreck was the people making the plays and that front seven and defense. We were talking before the game, like, okay, what's our storylines that we think we want to write? Looking at how it sets up, and one of them was, hey, what about the front seven against this offensive line and this Dallas team that kind of is all about the run game in the front seven, and that we saw destroy these guys here a couple of years ago. And guess what? A bunch of dudes that weren't here 2 years ago made plays in the first half and in the second half. Andrew Billings was an absolute just a wrecking ball.
Yeah.
Ruined everything for them. Sam Hubbard was very good. He had
Jordan
a strip
Willis
sack.
Had 2 sacks.
Jordan Willis went destruction.
Yeah.
And you got to at some point be like, why is this dude even playing in the second half against these scrubs? Right. He should be doing this in the first half.
Right.
Because he's good enough to.
But Michael Johnson has to get a snap.
Jordan Evans had a few nice plays.
Yeah.
Jesse Bates was in a rotation with the starters.
Right.
Keep an eye on that. And so I thought that was encouraging.
Yeah. At the end of the day, these are concerns. And they walked off the field trailing 10-0.
Yeah.
So, you know, yes, concerns, but big picture, it's not, you know, oh my God.
A giant truck's going to hit us.
A giant truck is going to hit us. Maybe you can hear it.
Yeah.
I don't know where we came out of. We got to go up that way. I think we have to go up.
Up these steps. Yeah. Come on, Jim.
We walked out of a tunnel.
Yes.
That we probably shouldn't have walked out of.
No, I feel like that was our best way out.
It's hot.
It's super hot and
this
humid.
This podcast is going to end real quick.
Yeah,
right now.
I'm totally done. I'm totally done.
So anyway,
that's to me, that's the thought.
Like AJ Green said, this is the week.
Yeah.
Sunday, late afternoon in Buffalo. It's a regular work week. True prep for the season. I mean, I don't know how you fix the offensive line issue in 1 week, but some sort of determination needs to be made.
Yeah. Figure it
and
out.
And really, the defense should be better next week because what are you dealing with? You're dealing with a rookie quarterback and Russell Bodine and maybe Nathan Peterman.
Yeah, yeah.
So the defense needs to be better.
Yeah, and you'd like to see another game of a lot of those young players making plays again, and I think you have confidence in them playing bigger roles, which could have ripple effect with some older players who are currently in those roles. We'll play that out as it goes by. All right, walkout completed. We have reached the car. We've almost been run over a couple times. We got lost twice, but we made it. Feel good about that. Thanks, everybody, for listening. The regular BBP, the OG BBP. Yep. will be back in its normal time and place on Tuesday morning, so keep an eye out for that. And thanks everybody for following along on our journey out of the stadium, and we'll talk to you later.